Hi, and welcome to Detox, Talks the Detox, a podcast where we talk to some of the world's finest leaders about their detox rituals and how they maintain continuity in a world of noise and chaos. How they make sure that the criticism that the world puts on them doesn't affect their insight and they still continue to perform as well as they do. Thanks for tuning in. This is Kunal Sundaramani, and you are listening to Detox, Talks the Detox.
We have Anil Bhasin with us on the Detox podcast. Anil is the president of Havells India Limited and is really passionate about inspirational speaking, has had a career of over 40 years in the industry. Thanks for coming on the podcast. It's a pleasure to host you.
Thank you, Kunal.
Anil, so one of the things that's really exciting, in fact, is that you've had a career that goes about four decades. And through those 40 years, you've grown ranks and you've changed companies and you've worked on so many different things. More recently, as the president of a multinational organization. Through this wide corporate journey of working in the middle of change, what were the things that came through all these different experiences that stayed with you and helped you stay calm in the midst of a constantly changing world?
You see, when I started my career in the year 1980, when I was only 20, I was pushed into sales where I worked for only 1 year and I left the company because I was not hand-holded by someone. Nobody mentored me and I faced the challenges right in the first year. So I was jobless for 3 months. Then I worked, again joined the company and bounced back and did the introspection that what is good at me at that point of time. So I was good at interacting with people and sharing my thoughts with everyone. And one thing which I realized that you have to be very simple rather than being complex. Most of the things in the Facebook, I often say that it is not the Facebook, it is the fake book, because half of the things what you speak in the or you write on the Facebook is you are not genuinely, so you are faking the things. So in life, you should be very simple rather than making it complex. And the other thing is that we should know that we are living a life with the imperfections, especially during this pandemic. We have realized that you have to have your human mind works with emotion. 70% of the decisions we take it on the emotions and 30% on the facts. So if you accept the things get positive, and if you don't accept the things become negative. I'll give you 3-4 examples on that. If the things are not the way you want, you get angry. And if you accept the things that this is the way the things will be and you will have to live with that, you will get tolerance. The other thing is that during this uncertainty pandemic time also, if you are having a fear of death, then you will always have a fear. But if you accept those things, you will get an adventure. The way you go for a bungee jumping, river rafting or a mountaineering. So there is a fear of death, but you overcome that uncertainty and you go into the zone of an adventure by accepting those things. And if someone doesn't have, if someone else have, you should not be jealous about him that why he's having that BMW, Mercedes or a big house. You should always do an inspiration that I want to become that. And the last thing is that if someone hurts you, you should not be having hatred. You should be giving the forgiveness the way Buddha, Swami Vivekananda and Guru Nanak Dev Ji has taught us. So one has to accept the thing, situational awareness has to be there. You see, knowledge is there into the Google also. But you have to have a self-awareness, situational awareness, which moves into a happy, good life.
That's very well put. So through this wide corporate journey, any certain things that came across that were so prominent in your life, any certain experiences that stayed with you that you recall on today whenever you go through something that is not the best, some things that helped you through, which you learned through your wide journey across industries and across fields and moreover across different roles and responsibilities. Any experiences that taught you things that stayed with you that you even recall on today?
Yeah, Kunal, I remember the day when I was sent for a training program with Shukhara. It was after my 10 years of job. So when I was sent, it was a day of 30th, 31st and 1st of the next month, wherein the sales closing is there. And I was thinking that why these days have been chosen for me too for this training program. But let me tell you, I attended the full 3 days program of Shukhara, which changed my life because until that date, I was not investing on myself. So from that day, I started investing on myself. I started reading. I started listening to some good things. I then started saying to the people that your earning is directly proportional to your learning. So you should give 1 hour every day to your learning to improve the learning, because knowledge today is available, and if you don't improve your learning, you will be left behind. As I say that in the organization, it is not the income gap. Companies don't give you salary. It is always the skill gap. So you have to acquire a skill. And the most important skill which I acquired after that is two skills. One is the people skill. The other is the mastering communication. So these two skills are very, very important. And from that day, I started investing on my family also. There in the training program, I was asked a question, who is the most important person in your life? And after a few minutes, I said, it's my family. And they said, who is the most ignored one? And the answer is same, the family. So I started having a work-life balance between my working time and my family time. And I today also say that by chasing your professional and academic goal, you should not ignore your family, health, and relationship, because in life there is no rewind button that after decade or two decades, you can rewind and regain your health, family, and relationship. So these things were very important to me, that investing on yourself, investing on your health, investing on your family, and investing on your relationship, investing on the people management is very, very important when you have to lead a bigger team rather than only leading a very small team and becoming a firm.
Wow. Specifically, more recently, running as the president of Habels, it's an extremely demanding role. So through that, when work seems to extend never-endingly, how are you still able to keep the balance and still be able to give time at home?
You see, Harvard Business School had done a study that even in sales career also, you have a working time of only, productive time of only 90 minutes, 1.5 hours. Let me explain you, because some of the people will get confused that how can a person do a job in 90 minutes. You see, in FMCG also, if you do a sales call of 30 calls a day, then 3 minutes is the productive time in each sales call, balances all the transit time or the storytelling. So you have to see that when you are in the office for 8 hours, you don't have the office working 8 hours office timing. So you can definitely spend time between your office and the home and can give due time to the office. Most of the people, they bring home problem to the office and office problem to the home. When they come to the office, they share their domestic problems. And when they go home, they say, no, this is, I am very busy in the office. My boss is not good. This is the problem. That is the problem. And you should have a total disconnect between your family time and your office time. You should not carry your bag, your designation when you go home. Your designation is up to your car when you leave the office. And when you are in the home, you should be as a parent, as a father, as a brother, as a son, rather than showing your designation that I am a president of the company and I have this power. These all powers are temporarily till the time you are on the seat. Your respect is only because of your behavior, not because of your position. So one thing is very, very clear, that in your social career, you should not project your designation, which is a false ego you want to project. Then in Hindi they say, vichar, vyavar, and sanskar. Vichar is basically what you think. Vyavar is how can you pretend you can behave for a shorter span of time. But the sanskar is basically your character. What you are actually should be depicted all the time, rather than you pretending that you are doing something which you are not.
That's well put. I love the philosophy of the 1.5 hours. Because yeah, I think it was the Parkinson's law, if I'm not wrong, that work tends to take up as much time as is designated to it. Whether you designate 15 minutes to it or you designate 5 hours to it, it'll take up all that time. So
you see, Kunal, we say in sales, there is an elevator pitch that in 60 seconds, if you meet the CEO of an organization in an elevator, then you should be in a position to give your sales pitch in that 60 seconds rather than 60 minutes what you are going to speak. And Churchill at one point of time was asked to speak in UN for 5 minutes. So he was asked how much time you require for preparation. He said, I want 30 days. And he says, no, if you have to speak for 1 hour, how much time you require? He says, 15 days. And he says, you have to speak throughout the day. He says, I am ready. So if you have to speak for 5 minutes, you have to well prepare your speech for a longer time. And if you have to speak endlessly, then you can speak at any point of time. So the content is more important than the time what you speak.
Right. Yeah, this was it. Parkinson's law. Work expands so as to fill the time available for its
right,
duration.
Right. You're right.
Yeah. Moving further, more recently, apart from being the president of Havels, you took up motivational speaking. And from an earlier conversation, to my surprise, you've been doing it for 25 years. So what is it that really excites you about motivational speaking, not just at work, but outside of work?
You see, I have read Gita. Gita is one of the best motivational or the management book which is there. This says if you want to reach or you want to be closer to the God, there are two ways to go. One is the bhakti and dhyan, which we can't do at this point of time. And the other is karam and gyan. After roti, kapda and makan, the basic need of any person is basically the gyan. So as a human being, there are two alphabets. One is the B, the other is D. B depicts the birth, D stands for death. The birth is already done, the death is already defined, we don't know the timing. In between, there is an important alphabet called as C, which says change. Everyone knows change. Change is the only constant. Unless you change, nothing is going to happen. But the purpose of life, what I have realized is, unless you share your failure stories, everyone will think that you are lucky and you got an opportunity. So you will have to tell your failure stories when you do an inspirational talk, so that people are on the same page at which you are. Otherwise, they always feel that there are few people, those who are lucky, those who got an opportunity and those who get it. And when you generously help someone without expecting something, you get a secretion of a hormone called as oxytocin, which is said that it is the hormone of love, that gets secreted when a lady gives a birth to the child. That's why the milk oozes out from the mammary gland, because the lot of oxytocin, hormone of love, is secreted. And if we can pass out this love to the coming generation, the way Guru Gobind Singh Ji, the last Sikh Guru, says that as a Sikhism, we should be having caring, sharing and daring. Unless we take care of the people, those who are with us. And I say that people don't care how much you know. People don't care how much you know, but people know how much you care. Why we love our grandparents more than our parents is because they take care of us. And the other thing is sharing. If you have something with you, if you have knowledge with you, unless you share with the other people, it is of no use. It is the same way that you keep money in Swiss bank and your children doesn't know the code of the locker and you die and the money belongs to the Swiss government. So it's not any point of having your knowledge and what you have learned by your failures and then living. And you should be daring enough to accept your failure, that you have failed. As a leader, you should be open enough to say, bold enough to say that I have failed and we will now do a course correction, rather than blaming someone.
Well put. I love the depth of all the insights, because everything that you convey really displays the amount of wisdom that comes in with time and the amount of wisdom that gets absorbed through those experiences. And I love this philosophy, and in fact this quote: as much as reading a book is sometimes the best way to achieve knowledge, another and in fact a more useful way very often is talking to people. Because talking to people, having good conversations, has such a great effect on you, not just in terms of knowledge, but even in terms of mental health, and even in terms of being happier as a person, connecting on a human level with different people. So,
Kunal, yeah. In the first hour of my working, I don't discuss business. I only discuss what happened yesterday with my team, so that they are mentally free, because by looking at the expression of a person, you can make it out whether he's happy or he's not happy, or something wrong has gone in his life. So when you ask him, then only the heart connection is there. Otherwise, people work with the brain, and with the brain, the things doesn't come out. It is only when there is a link between brain and the heart. And Napoleon Hill said, if your mind can conceive it and your heart can believe it, I'm sure you can achieve it. So the connection of the heart and the mind should always be there for achieving your passion.
Right. Taking a slight shift here, so you're going to be retiring in 1 month. And so after a four-decade long career, and staying right in the midst of change, whether it was creating change, implementing change, or adapting to change, but being right there in the midst of a constantly changing environment, now that you're taking a shift to something that's exciting, but in totally different ways, what is it that excites you?
I think I have worked in two major companies, one for 18 years and this company for the last 17 years. And I think I have given enough of me in this current role. After a week's time, I am now superannuating, and I think I'll be devoting more time in the coaching of students and as a mentor to some of the industry, so that whatever experience I have, I can add value to them, and I can see to it that the Indian economy grows, and the something which I have learned should be shared with someone else rather than keeping it with myself. Because the adaptation is more important. The willpower is more important than the skill. You see, Muhammad Ali once fell into the ring and he says, my skill has already been overtaken by someone else. And if my willpower doesn't push me to stand up, I'll be declared as a loser. So willpower to bounce back is more important at this point of time, and keeping a positive attitude. I normally say that a positive attitude does not guarantee you for any success. Positive attitude with proper action. I once again repeat, positive attitude with proper action increases the probability of success, does not guarantee you for any success. So I always tell that you should do the things in a proper way. The way a coach, a mentor, or a guide tells a player that what wrong has he done, because he does all the 90% right shots, but the one wrong shot makes him out in the thing. So as a mentor, as a guide, I'll be taking a new assignment in the industry so that I share my learning with somebody else and help the industry or even the student fraternity, schools, colleges. I do webinar regularly so that the students should, during this negative environment, should not feel demotivated and go into the depression kind of a thing, because 10% of the Indian population has gone into the depression. But the unfortunate part of it is that we are not ready to accept that we have a depression. If we have a headache, we take a medicine. But if you have a mental problem, you have a stigma of not sharing with someone else that I have a mental problem. So I want that people should not go into the deep depression. They should always inspire them to motivate themselves, because this world is not made for us. The entire world is there, and we have to survive in this world under the tough conditions.
Right. I like the idea. I really like the ideas put forward. Specifically, that's unfortunately a very major truth about the stigma of mental health just being ignored constantly.
Yes.
And yeah, building it up as a taboo, and it's
people don't really want to accept. People don't want to accept that they have a problem. People don't want to accept that they have a problem. That is the stigma, because of the social. Because in India there is a word called as pagal. So right. This pagalpan is with the geniuses also. The genius people also are pagal. They are also said pagal because they think the way the other person don't think. That's why the things have been created. No, you see, the Wright brothers conceived the idea of having an aircraft because the bird was flying. So they always believed that if the bird can fly, why can't we fly? So only 100, 10 years back, the aircraft was invented. So inventions were all made by somebody who's a fool.
Right, most definitely. Especially the stigma that's so necessary right now as a country. In fact, as not just as a country, looking at it from a planetary perspective, we've built up mental, there's so much stigma about going to a therapist or going through a problem. And really needs to be removed in order for us as a civilization to grow. Taking a slight shift here, moving towards the rapid fire round. Reading or writing?
Reading.
Morning person or night person?
Morning person.
Someone you're inspired by?
Chikara, Mahatma Gandhi, Gita.
LinkedIn or YouTube?
LinkedIn and YouTube both.
Theatre or cinema?
Cinema.
Favorite sport?
Cricket.
Libraries or museum?
Libraries.
If you could change one thing in the past, what would it be?
My age.
Okay. If you could react differently or change a specific experience in the past, what would it be?
To be more patient, listening and responding to a situation rather than reacting.
One thing you'd want to be certain about in the future?
Trust.
Laptop or desktop?
Laptop.
Favorite drink?
I don't drink rated drinks, I only take the lime water. And in drinks, I often take any drinks which the other person serves with the love rather than the status.
Mac or Windows?
Windows.
iPhone or Android?
Android.
If you wake up in 2030, what's the first thing you would want to Google?
Nothing comes to my mind at this point of time, around 2030.
Phenomenal. That's about it for the rapid fire round. Let's do one last one. Favorite web series or movie?
I've seen the web series Patal Log, which I liked.
Great. Phenomenal. Thanks a lot for coming on the podcast.
You just heard an episode on the Detox Podcast. Do not forget to subscribe on your favorite streaming platform, whether it is Spotify or iTunes. We are there.